This week, I start a new concept for the show. I've decided to share the hour with a younger group who call themselves the True and Sound Waves. So it will be half about adult show and half of the show for young people. Because the air is ripe for picking, this week's theme has to be all about change. The saying that change is as good as a holiday is true. Sometimes we are scared of change, especially if it meant moving out of our comfort zone. Even a bad situation becomes a comfort zone because we know it, and starting over always seems like an impossible task. Worse than that is when we lose hope and believe our lives are forever meant to be a certain way. Sometimes we even wait for somebody else to rescue us. And if you find that person or body of persons, then hey, great for you. Making a change is scary. But how about this? How about taking the first step and thinking about change? Sometimes we can begin by dreaming of change.
Today, if you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low, you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain. Makes you forgive and forget. Makes you change.
We all have heard about Chernobyl. That was Tracy Chapman, by the way, and it was change. And now, about man's consequences and the chain reactions, let's talk about Chernobyl. We're all aware that a nuclear accident happened, but let me refresh your memory to remind you. The town of Chernobyl is in Ukraine and is situated near the borders of Russia and Belarus. A few miles from this town, the Soviets developed a nuclear power site that was intended to have 6 reactors when completed. On the 26th of April 1986, scientists were testing the reactor number 4 early in the morning when it exploded. The colors from the explosion were said to be prettier than any fireworks ever seen. The light show lasted for several hours, right into daylight. When the light show faded, only a thin layer of colorless and odorless vapor remained. The residents of the nearby town of Prepyat were aware of the explosion, but were told by authorities that everything was under control. It took several days for them to start evacuating more than 45,000 people. Remember, this was unprecedented territory. The air seemed fine, no strange smells, no black smoke. Everything seemed normal. Even the scientists sent to help sort out the reactor stayed in the deserted hotel a few miles from the accident. The radioactive cloud spread over the whole of Europe, from Poland all the way to France and eventually England. It was Sweden who alerted the authorities and requested an investigation. Well, who put out the fire? From the time it started, 600,000 to 800,000 firefighters. The exact number has never been determined because there was no official figures. These emergency workers came from all over the former Soviet Union. They were called liquidators. These people toiled for over 2 years to put out that fire, to bury radioactive equipment, homes, storage facilities, etc. They also built a sarcophagus to cover a tomb, which was like a tomb around the plant, to hem in the radioactive material. Many of these people are now dead, disabled, or have committed suicide. Young men, all under the age of 30, were called to work on the rooftop of the reactor, and because of the radioactivity, only could work for 45 seconds at a time. What happened to the people living in the area? As I said earlier, in the town of Pripyat, and farmers from around the fallout zone were evacuated. Evacuation procedures were chaotic at the time. People had to leave their homes, never to return. Many were eventually resettled in existing communities or new communities built especially for evacuees. To date, over 350,000 people have been relocated. And how many people were eventually affected by the disaster? Well, over 7 million people were affected. The most heavily affected areas were in Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine. However, sheep in northern England and reindeer in Lapland had to be killed as they had been irradiated. How much land was affected? Over 63,000 square miles of land had been affected. Much more, but those are only the closed-off lands. It can never be used for agriculture. A huge portion of the land is closed off to humans forever. However, 4.5 million children and adults are still living in contaminated areas outside that closed-off area. They grow food on contaminated land, and as a consequence, the food they are eating is also contaminated. What are the health consequences of Chernobyl? There are now so many invalids of the Chernobyl registry in Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine. Many of those exposed at the time of the accident have now reached adulthood and are having children themselves. There are some indications that these children be suffering from radiation. They've developed a gene marker which will be carried forward, nobody knows how long and into how many generations. Well, why am I telling you this information and what has that got to do with the change? Well, I will explain after this song by a group of musicians who call themselves Playing for Change. Because Chernobyl should never be forgotten, because it continues to affect the rest of the world. I sought examples of musicians who traveled around the world. They remained anonymous, this group, but called themselves Playing for Change. They recorded street musicians all playing the same song, Stand By Me, from Ireland to Italy to South Africa and even in South America, from washboard chairs to Native American Twin Eagle drumming group. Listen to this smooth sound.
This song says, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in your life, At some point, you're going to need somebody to stand by you.
Right. I spent so much time telling you the bad news about Chernobyl. Let me tell you some good news. Because of that accident, Russia realized the severity of destruction. 250,000, yes, 250,000 nuclear warheads destined for America and Europe were buried in secret locations. Can you imagine the devastation if they had been used? The area around Chernobyl used to be marshland, but thanks to Stalin's regeneration program, what actually happened was they had blocked off all the canals and they had built all these, they built up the areas and divided the land and invited farmers to come on, and they divided the land up into people, and actually all the farmers, just like in Ireland, had a place to farm. It eventually became known as the breadbasket of Europe. The last wild horse in Russia was killed in 1879. And you may be against the institutions like zoos, but without these, Russian horses would be extinct. Since then, after Chernobyl accident, what happened was all the canals were then blocked off by beavers who started re-entering the area and started actually building dams. The dams flooded the water and the marshlands returned. Nature started taking over. Chernobyl started becoming wild land. All the trees over Prepyat and surrounding areas, which weren't flattened, then became ripe for wildlife. Of course, the first group of animals also were mutated and distorted. But gradually over time, they noticed that this happened less and less in animals. And even today, most of the animals are still doing great. They, except for the dormouse, almost none of them have deformities. Foxes started re-entering, insects, trees. All plants started absorbing this radiation. And even though for 24,400 years, it's estimated that humans will never be able to live on that land. I think it's great because since we're cutting down all the trees and forests in the rest of South America, here's an opportunity for nature to regroup. And if it continues the way it is, the area around Chernobyl, it will eventually become totally populated by trees. And it would, what used to be the breadbasket of Russia, will now become the oxygen and lifeblood of our planet. There's hope for us. Hope for the devastation caused by man, because now humans cannot change. Nature is taking over. Foxes have reintroduced. There was first a fear of 300 foxes or over. But you know what? They've done studies, and even humans who have to, they cannot go into that area for longer than a few hours, have to exit. They can still do studies, and they found out that the fox population is totally in keeping with an unaffected area. Nature is taking over and balancing the universe again for us. Change happens, and isn't it great to know that there's still a chance for us as humans? I'm going to go into a nice song to play for you by Taylor Swift called Change.
The final blow hits ya. Somebody else gets what you wanted again. No, it's all the same. Another time and place, repeating history, and you're getting sick of it. But I believe in whatever you do, and I'll do anything to see it through, because these things will change. The revolution, the sound.
Well, now we come to the interesting part of an exciting new part of our show by Grania and Bernice. They call themselves the Truant Soundwave.
Hey! Hello! I'm Bernice Borman and...
I'm Grania Fahey.
And we want to welcome you to the Truant Soundwave show.
Woo!
Woohoo! And first of all, we're going to talk about how we got the name, basically.
Well, yeah, we originally named it the Soda Sound Show, but the name was... There's another show that had a name really similar to it, and so we kind of had to change that.
Yeah, we thought so, but it turns out that another program or another show doesn't really have the same name as what we thought it was.
So if you want to guess the name of the show, you won't be able to pinpoint it, sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, so what else are we going to talk about, Grania?
Well, we named the show after an EP by Patrick Stump, Truant Wave. You can look it up. Yes, this show we're just going to be talking about, we're going to talk about facts, we're going to talk about what's in the news, we're going to talk about anything you want us to talk about.
And there's going to be puns involved too.
And lots of music.
Yeah.
This first song is by a band called New Politics, they're from Denmark. This song is called Tonight You're Perfect, and it's off their most recent album, A Bad Girl in Harlem.
Woo! Yeah!
Should I believe in the world, mama? Should I give up and hide, or should I stay and fight? Should I believe in the rules, mama? Tell me if I should run or learn to shoot a gun. I don't know.
Fun facts now.
The first one is, if you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat 1 cup of coffee.
I don't even drink coffee, so this is useless to me.
I think this is a perfect fact for my mom's show. But then again, this is my show, and Grania's show, so yeah, we stole it. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry. Well, I guess now that if I'm ever annoyed, I can just make coffee for people. Okay, the next fact is... okay, banging your head against a wall uses 150 calories an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, it might sound like you're burning up calories to lose weight or whatever, but seriously, don't go doing it. It's just bizarre and...
Well, anyone who actually does do that is pretty hardcore, if you ask me.
True. Okay, the next fact coming up is the human heart creates enough pressure when it pumps out of the body to squirt blood 30 feet.
That's disgusting.
You might want to cut that out. A person cannot taste food unless it is mixed with saliva. Okay, maybe that's another disgusting one.
No. Okay, how about we go this one? Every time you lick a stamp, you're consuming 1/10 of a calorie. So, yeah, obese people out there, you gotta lay off the stamps.
Okay, here's a good one for all of us teens out there.
That was rude, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Grania. here's a good one all of us teens can relate to. I think adults and everyone. The average person falls asleep in 7 minutes.
Not true.
How is that not true?
I can't sleep unless I go through an entire, dilemma in my head that lasts 3 hours long, and I have to complete the entire story in my head before I sleep. That is just not true. I'm claiming it false. What do you think, Bernice?
Yeah, I suppose it's not really true, but it's a fact. It's a fun fact that you can debate over for fun.
Are any of these even true?
Oh, listen to this one. Get a lot of this one. 35% of people who use personal ads for dating are already married.
Really?
I don't know. Could be true. It's possible to lead a cow upstairs, but not downstairs.
Well, okay, you know when you're little, you'd crawl up the stairs, but I've never seen a child crawl down the stairs. Unless you're the exorcist.
Okay, makes more sense now. Hmm. Dogs have 4 toes on their hind feet and 5 on their front feet. Okay, that's something I did not know. Shukra, when I come home tomorrow, I am so seeing your feet. Sounds weird, but okay.
The only 15-letter word that can be spelled without repeating a letter is uncopyrightable.
Awesome. That's funny.
I bet there's other words. You never know.
Oh, get a load of this. There's a lot of people I've heard using this word. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
Rude.
Now I know why we use that word a lot.
Wow.
Well,
you're a pregnant goldfish.
Wow.
How dare you call me that?
Here's a fun fact for my little sister, and, both my little sisters, just because they've got this animal. Many hamsters only blink one eye at a time. Tammy, Ruby, I think you're going to have to check that one out while you're at home.
You better be listening.
Let's hope you are.
You best be listening. Snails can sleep for 3 years without eating.
10% of Russian government's income comes from the sale of vodka.
Oh.
Yikes.
The airplane Buddy Holly died in was the American Pie, thus the name of the Don McLean song.
Whoa.
I had no idea.
Wow. And Granny, you were going to teach me that song, but I think...
American Pie.
You should come and sing that song, actually.
Nah.
Yeah. Not nah. Yeah. You're not taking a nap.
Yeah. Yahweh.
No way. Yahweh! Girl religion. I think we should stop with the fun facts now. I think we're getting hypnotized and drawn into more facts.
Yeah, usually the facts we read aren't true. They just make up statistics so they can get retweets on Twitter. That's just life.
Life.
Thank you for listening to Fun Facts.
Thanks.
Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
That was American Pie by Don McLean. Well, now we're going to go into some news stories. So, this is a news story that's kind of a lot of people have been talking about on the internet recently. Police arrested a 14-year-old Dutch girl Monday after she tweeted a terror threat to American Airlines that catapulted her into social media fame overnight.
Whoa.
The Twitter user calling herself Sarah with the handle @QueenDemetriaX_ tweeted, @AmericanAir, hello, my name is Ibrahim and I'm from Afghanistan. I'm part of Al-Qaeda and on June 1st I'm going to do something really big. Bye. Well, first of all, let's start talking about that tweet. That's amazing. Hi, I'm going to kill all of you. Bye. Enjoy your dinner.
And they believed her.
American Airlines responded swiftly from their official Twitter account saying, @QueenDemetriaX_. Sarah, we take these threats very seriously. Your IP address and details will be forwarded to the security and the FBI.
Oh no.
Moments later, in a series of tweets, the girls pleaded with the airline writing, I'm just a girl, and claiming the threat as was a joke made by her friend. The teenager turned herself in at the police station in the Dutch port city of Rotterdam on Monday afternoon, after authorities launched an investigation into her whereabouts. Wessel Solo, a Rotterdam Police Department spokesman, told CNN. The assumption made by her tweets was taken seriously. And I may add that it is a rather alarming threat, Stolle said. The girl has been charged with posting a false or alarming announcement under Dutch law, but the consequences of the accusation remain unclear. Well, what do you have to say about that, Bernice?
Wow, I mean, even if it was her friend and it was meant as a joke, that's not good. That's bad parenting. I'm sorry.
Let's just blame everyone. Let's blame the parents. Oh. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of those kind of threats going around, and usually they're taken lightly. But then again, the American Airlines, they don't mess around.
Yeah. Especially America. Remember after the... When was it? The 9/11.
Oh, yeah. That was in 2001.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess... But I don't think they were threatened by a tweet.
Yeah, but even so...
I guess they would get rather paranoid and... I don't know. It's like, I think they knew it was a joke, but they don't want to make sure that she doesn't, like, mess up like that again.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to say, that's very shaming of those two people. That, like, especially the Dutch girl and her friend. I mean, that's just not right. I mean...
It doesn't matter. We're supposed to make this funny.
It is funny. No, I find it funny the way how...
She had it coming.
She said, bye... Something
really, I'm gonna kill your family.
I'm part of Al-Qaeda, and on June 1st, I'm going to do something really big. Bye. What?
I mean,
how can you believe someone who actually says, bomb.
Well, actually, a total psychopath would actually say that. Have you ever seen the horror films? Oh yeah, you have, like, I put a bomb in your trousers, I'm going to blow it up in 10 minutes. Bye!
Exactly, yeah.
You know, you see that in all the films. That's theater news.
It's funny how they believe something like that. I mean, they thought it was a threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they read what they read. They were looking at the things they read, not at what the person actually wrote.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, it's just what kids do. What's that MGMT song?
Don't know that song, to be honest.
We should play that song right now.
We should totally.
Okay, this is MGMT with kids. Our next news story. A torn piece of paper with the word "the" is being sold on eBay, and bids are so far tipping £50. Described as the ideal accessory for everything from potted plants to a piano, this well-used word is ideal for any situation. There are still 5 days to go before bidding on the unusual item ends, and eager buyers are busy placing bids tipping $93 or just over £50. Handy pictures showcasing the piece of paper show it fitting perfectly into the palm of your hand, looking tempting next to a computer, and completing a pretty arrangement of seashells.
That's funny. Yeah, people wanting to pay for a piece of paper.
That's the internet.
They can't even pay that for most people. Like,
well, eBay, people put anything up on eBay. I've seen pictures of, like, a dead wasp and put on eBay. I actually saw, because people bid on it as a joke. Because people that have a lot of money are just like, oh, this is funny, I'm going to pay a lot of money. I saw something that was like, this was really funny. I saw one that was like, it was like $100 for a punch in the face.
Oh boy.
And then the picture was like, in the picture it was just like some guy's fist. Oh my god.
They should really define that, because you could, you know, it doesn't have to specifically, you don't have to pay like $100 or 100 euro just to get a punch in your face or his face or whatever. You could use it to for your enemy or something like that.
That's called a hitman. That's like assassination. Continue with the story. It's quiz. What? The word is dash. I'm only 14. I don't know how to read big words. The quintessential addition to any pot plant, the seller from Sydney, Australia says. And if your piano needs decorating, this word is likely to create a poor to mediocre vibe for onlookers when they see it placed on your instrument. It can be used to wipe the fog from a snorkel and is timeless when placed in a puppy and rabbit scenario. It's a popular word for the whole family.
The, not the whole family. The mirror yesterday revealed how sales on eBay of peculiar gnomes, including zombie skeleton and grim perversions, have scored by 400%. Bidding for the word began at 99 cents.
Oh my god. I'm actually going to look up eBay, a punch in the mouth.
Punch in the mouth?
Yeah, that's what they're selling me. I'm going to find if it's still up.
A punch in the mouth, there.
Yeah, there it is.
Ah, we got it. In your
face. is this actually here?
You'll put a sock in it.
No, I don't think it's there anymore.
Aw, pity. Someone must have bought it before we could. Even though we've got, like, no money. Well,
no.
Well, we have money, but not enough. Put it in the face, which is just totally bizarre.
No, I can't find it.
Oh, look, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
The funniest pun as you will see today.
We can't show it on the radio, sadly, but it says, a punch in the mouth, £99, place bid. How many bids were there? Zero. Oh, I actually thought, I was probably looking at something else. I thought it was like at €100.
No, 100 euro. I've actually got good news.
What?
And nerve-wracking news.
What's your news?
I was a stagecoach today, and I was asked by the drama teacher, would I like to play another part called Snug?
Snug?
Snug.
Wow. Okay, well, actually, here's something that happened today. I came to the radio station, like, an hour earlier than I should.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll come back, like, later. And this was only, like, an hour ago. Well, considering it was only, like, yeah, about half an hour ago. I was walking by the mall. I saw, like, these two ducks. And they were, like, quacking at people that walked by. And I was like, oh, this is really cute.
Aww.
Okay, and then, like, a mother with her child walked away, and then the duck started grabbing the other duck by the head with his beak, and started hitting it, holding underwater. And then here's where I was like, this duck is gonna die. This is gonna be like duckicide going on here. And then the most amazing thing happened: a seagull flew in and attacked, and like it didn't really attack, but like flew at the duck that was trying to drown the other duck. And started distracting it so the other duck could swim away.
Oh, that is so cute.
And that gave me hope for the planet. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I only saw like an hour ago.
This is going to be very fun, but I've seen something awfully peculiar today.
Mm-hmm.
At our library, mm-hmm. in Westport Library, there was a heron on top, like just sitting. You know, they just sit or stand there doing nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I only had a quick glimpse of it, and it looked like it had long white hair, as if it was wise old heron. It was awful funny, but I don't know if it's still there. I, in a way, I kind of, I doubt it. was very small chance that it could be gone, but I know for a fact that it's probably still there.
Oh, yeah, was that the thing that was in the mow? No, like,
it was
the thing in the water. No, where did you see it again?
The heron was on top of the library building.
Oh, you mean all those big birds with the long beaks, the pointy beaks?
Yeah, the yellow, the great birds.
Oh, I saw that, it was in the mow.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it, and I was like, what the heck is that? That's a weird duck.
No, it's a heron.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up. I saw that, and I was, like, watching it, and it was just standing there. It freaked the hell out of me. I was like, is that thing going to fly up at me and poke my eye out?
And that was a lot of fun. Listen next week to Wired Willow and the Truant Soundwave, because a change is coming. And let Chernobyl be a lesson to us that no matter how bad a situation can be,
something good can happen afterwards. Go out and make a change.
No matter how small it seems today.
It could be a chain reaction for something big.
Goodbye from Holly,
Bernice,
and Grania.
And the song by the Young Veins called Change.